Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, now into the second hour, and I'm rip-roaring ready to go. Wide open phones today, toll-free number to join us. 800-259-9231. It's the GCN Radio Network. I'm here Monday through Friday, 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. We're going to get into bird flu outbreak coincided with drill, foot and mouth example. Should set alarm bells ringing if pandemic occurs. We'll get into that. Also more on Cheney and Bush openly saying, yeah, go ahead and burn CIA agents, master agents, control agents, spy chiefs. It's okay. We'll get into that. But right now, let's go back to your calls. Let's talk to Eric. Or is it Aaron in Tennessee? You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. This is Eric.
Hello.
Hey, good to talk to you again. It's been a while since I was able to talk to you. I had a couple of things to bring up. But first of all, as far as that Cynthia McKinney's going on, we're going to have to stand up and not allow her to get the diesel treatment like that Congressman Trafficant got a couple years back.
Well, it was... another congressman, and it's really frustrating me, his name, Hansen, who they drove around for over a month till his feet exploded. And what dieseling is, folks, they drive you around about 23 hours out of the day. They make you defecate on yourself. It's one of the worst forms of torture, and they like to do it to congressmen.
That's exactly right. Congressmen that stand up and actually try to bring the truth out. And I just hope these charges get dropped. But if they keep pursuing her and trying to trump up these charges, we're going to need to raise our voices about it and try to.
Well, first they said, they knew for 2 days that they didn't have footage of her hitting him, and they said they did. The police said that. They are a pack of liars.
And the two other things, Alex, I want to bring up is on the MySpace, there's discussion groups that one of my, that's moderated by you, and I don't know if you've seen it lately, but there's two things on there that I want to bring up. First of all, have you heard anything about this Easter surprise down in Texas City?
Yeah, that's just total baloney.
Okay.
Yeah, the same people that said we were going to have a terror attack a few months ago, nuke was going to go off. Of course it didn't happen. And I really think that's, it's very suspect. And the same people put out baloney over and over again, and people just keep believing it over and over again.
Okay. Because I read where one person said that they customs agents had verified that there was a ship down there sitting there since January. And so I just want to know what you thought about that, because I saw a lot of people talking about it.
Well, what you do is when you hear something like that, you go check the person's name and see what they've done in the past, and you'll hear the crying wolf over and over again, and what it does is it helps keep the fear going, and it also then neutralizes everybody, because half the Patriot movement is never moving because the end is next week. Thanks for the call. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Chris in Florida. Chris, you're on the air.
Alex, I have a problem as someone who doesn't call himself a Christian, but I have a problem with some Christians. They don't believe that the tribulation, that the rapture will come until, or will come before. They believe that the rapture will happen.
I'm having trouble understanding you. Can you stay up by your telephone for me?
I'm sorry. Is that a little better?
I guess. Go ahead.
Okay. They don't believe that the tribulation will happen after the rapture, or before the rapture. They think that they'll be raptured up. And I just was curious how to persuade these people, because they, I think that maybe they think us non-Christians, patriots are not saved or worthy enough. Maybe they feel they're not worthy enough to save themselves or save the future. So I'm curious. So
all right, let me comment on the other side. I keep you on, but your phone's just too bad. Thank you. Sounds like you're inside a barrel or something. I'll comment on that later. I mean, I already talked about it yesterday. I mean, it's just a perfect cop-out. Hey, I don't have to do anything. I'm on the next flight out of here. Well, you have a moral responsibility to fight evil. We'll be right back. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. And get this, they guaranteed my success in writing. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The New World Order is a global crime syndicate. They have commission meetings just like your classical organized crime does. And they are setting up international regulations and treaties and taxation and armies and laws to destroy all middle class populations, to shift us into a system where you have 95% of people being serfs, 4% being servants of the elite who are middle class, and less than 1% that are literal trillionaires. And they are destroying our economy at every level. There's a couple articles today about, ooh, consumer confidence is up, and the joblessness rate is way down. And then if you talk to any economist, and I mean real conservative economists, not just liberals trying to criticize Bush, like Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, Morgan Reynolds, many others, they'll tell you that the opposite is happening. We have all-time debt in this country. We have a debt ratio greater, we passed this point, a month ago, than at the depth of the Depression. The worst numbers in U.S. history until a month ago were late 1933. Late 1933, and of course that's when Roosevelt signed the War Powers Act, ordered all gold to be confiscated and turned into the government. And it was just horrible, and they sold it to the Europeans and then jacked up the prices and doubled the price just a year later after they had control of it and then allowed Americans to start buying it again. This is what they do. And they do it over and over and over and over again. Here's just one example of many of how they manipulate the jobless rate, the unemployment rate. After you go off the unemployment rolls and then I guess just decide to live off whatever savings you have or move in with mom and dad or go homeless, whatever you do out there, or start mowing yards and getting paid cash and being part of the underground economy, which is a lot of these people are actually employed. They're just in the underground economy. I mean, there are hundreds every day that show up at different work sites, you know, to be picked up by trucks that pull up to go be paid, in many cases, below minimum wage. So all of that is happening. So the actual unemployment rate is around 10%. But here's the really important number. The new Fed chief, since 1913, in the 80 years that we've, 80-plus years that we've had this system, because it's 90-plus, it's always been public how much money they're printing and then what the fractional reserve banking numbers are. Will they allow the banks to loan out $10 for every dollar they have? That's been the benchmark. Now they've expanded that. I've read to over $15 for every dollar they have in reserves. And then each bank that then takes investments or puts out loans to other people, they're then able to leverage that out again over and over and over again until you're talking about thousands of dollars for every dollar. So it's a total Ponzi scheme. But and we know that in the last 6 years, President Bush has doubled the money supply. Doubled the money supply. And we've seen, correspondingly, a little bit lower, but almost as high, a 44% reduction in the value of the dollar. Now, Bush gives you a tax cut, on average in this country, of $300. The average American per year is keeping about $300. Now, there certainly were massive tax cuts for the nouveau riche, the upper middle class, that the general public calls rich. That's not really rich. And then there were even bigger tax cuts for the Fortune 500 and the truly rich. And normally I wouldn't be against a tax cut for anybody. I believe low taxes are good across the board unless you have massive record deficit spending. Bush has spent more money than all presidents before him combined. The official number is, what, we're $8.7 trillion in debt, but that's what's owed month to month. That's how much is owed right now. The guarantees they've signed on to, the commitments they've made, is over $80 trillion. And that was a few months ago. I mean, we're talking about trillions every 6 months or so. It is so explosive. It is a black hole of debt that we can never emerge from. Go look at these numbers. See, that's what a loan shark does. It gets you addicted to the loans, jacks them up to 100% interest to the point of you can never get out of it. And I know a lot of people who've got a couple of degrees 5 years ago were laughing, we're billionaires, we're saying, oh, Alex, it's great that we're shipping everything to India. Oh, the globalism is great. They're freaking out. You know, a couple of years ago, they sold their $300,000 houses. They sold their boats. They went and got two or three jobs. Now they've lost those jobs. They get a six-month job openly training their replacements from India, who then go back to India. And now they're working at HEB. One of these guys, I was going through the checkout lane at Central Market a few weeks ago, and he's, Alex, remember me? I called in and made fun of you, talked to you on the street one time. You were right. You were right about everything. It's just everybody I know, people I talk to, friends I have. It's just, it's not funny anymore. And this is only the beginning. So I'm not trying to be negative. The new Fed chief, though, you thought the doubling of the money supply in the last 6 years, I say the last six, last five and a half, and those are official numbers, is bad. The new Fed chief is known as Mr. Helicopter because a couple of years ago he advocated literally dropping money. What was his quote? Of course, he didn't mean it literally, but he said, I literally want to drop money on the population out of helicopters. And the general public says, oh, drop money. Yeah, print more of it. Don't you understand? It's called inflation. That's robbing you because people like myself who aren't actually in debt because I live frugally and have done that my entire life, I'm not in debt. I don't have huge savings, but I have, you know, rainy day funds and a little bit of money in my children's bank accounts for them in the future. And I'm having to look at those sums that I've saved. We've even had people, you know, die in the family and gotten small inheritances, or grandparents or great-grandparents have given cash gifts to my children, which is customary. That's the old American way of accruing some wealth for your children and teaching them how to save from the time they can talk, that money has been devalued by 45%. Now, would you rather have the little 5% tax cut for the middle class and the $300 for the working class, or would you rather have your money not be devalued by 44%? I'm asking you a question. Is your money being devalued by 40-plus percent worse than getting 5%? And, of course, you can do the math. You're not stupid. So And then the neocons set it up as a debate. Well, liberals say the economy's bad, so it's conservative to say it's good. Well, this isn't a religious thing. You don't just, in a religious way, say, I have faith the economy's good. And that certainly, to a certain extent, does help. But when you're facing crushing numbers and record more people in debt, the national ratio is we are a debtor nation, corporate, private, federal, state, local, non-governmental. It's all in massive debt. Americans are net debtors, and in 1984, we were the richest country in the world, public, private, corporate, individual. We had the highest ratio of savings, and now we have the lowest ratio of savings in the industrialized world. We have the lowest education standards and numbers, and just 50 years ago, we had the highest numbers. We, 50, 60 years ago, had the lowest levels of illegitimacy. We now have the highest levels of illegitimacy. Go look these numbers up. These are official. Every indice is a society in decline. And then physically we're in decline. We are the most obese in the world. We are the most unhealthy in the world. We have the highest levels of diabetes in the world. We have the highest levels of cancer in the world. We are a cursed country by every yardstick. And you know, there's still a lot of good about the nation. It hasn't been completely looted. We've still got some infrastructure, but it's all being sold off and handed off to international corporations. So I'm not trying to be negative here. I love this country, but we need to think about this. I mean, I'm so busy fighting the New World Order that I haven't even had time to make moves with my moderate portfolio to protect my family. I should be out buying a piece of land. I should be out buying real things, because the little bit of money I've got is been devalued by 44% in the last 5.5 years and is going to be devalued even faster because I now come to my summation. I'll get into the other news. Because the new Fed chief says they are going to print unlimited amounts of money and accelerate what Alan Greenspan did in the last 5.5 years. And that they are keeping the numbers secret on the M1, M2 money supply. That is devastating. And so I'm not going to sit here and give you investment advice. And I'm so focused on the fight against the New World Order that I'm not even protecting myself. I'm not even doing it. I'm so busy making films, so busy on the telephone, so busy writing articles, so busy fighting for you. That I am not even, because it takes time to manipulate savings and buy things and look at things and study pieces of property, because I could take the limited money I have and go get, there's still some cheap land out here. I could go out and buy myself 50 acres, something I really want. I mean, I've got another little 5-acre piece out in the hill country, and I've got a stake in family land out in East Texas where I can go move if I have to, but I want something closer to Central Texas. And which is, you know, my mother's home place, my mother's side of the family. Most of my family is here, and I wish to stay here, but I don't really have any real assets. And I'm sitting here watching the little bit of money I've got, watching the money my children have got, what's been given to them by family and others, being taken away, money I've sacrificed for, money where I haven't bought things I even needed so I could do the right thing and save like an ant does or like a squirrel does. You know, just the simple action of putting something away. You know, the parable of the ant and the grasshopper. I've tried to be an ant, and these creatures, these horrible crooks, have stolen it from me. 45%, and now they're saying it may be another 30% in the next year alone. Oh, thanks a lot. So now you're talking about taking 70, 80% of what I've got. And again, you still tell the average yuppie this, and they can't even compute it. Now, you talk to one of these Mexican immigrants, they go, oh, yes, I understand. It's the dollar isn't what it used to be. It's getting, you know, closer and closer to what the peso is. We're so worried. They understand, little informed peasant people, but not these arrogant, stupid yuppies.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
"Since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days."
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
"You know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh."
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
So that's another reason I'm angry. I mean, we've been robbed of 40%+ of our wealth, all of us. Those that aren't in debt, and the average person is in debt, more than they have any savings. And that's the bottom line. Let me get into bird flu and then Cheney, and then we'll go to Roger and Kevin and Brock and Tom and Reggie and others. We're going to continue with open phones. I'm sure you've heard that swan test confirmed deadly virus, BBC Today. Deadly delay in confirming bird flu virus may help it spread in England. Let me just cut right to the chase and read an article that Paul Watson wrote yesterday, last night. Bird flu outbreak coincided with drill. When is there not a drill? Foot and mouth example should set alarm bells ringing if pandemic occurs. Britain's bird flu scare that officials are now warning could spread to other areas of Scotland coincided with an exercise that drilled a response to an avian flu outbreak. The drill included the involvement of Downing Street and the Ministry of Defense, who were known to carry out terror attacks and have been caught red-handed many times, I would add. The BBC reports that the exercise was canceled as soon as the discovery of the H5 virus in the dead swan in Fife was made. The Department of Environment, Food and Rural Affairs in London was running in with control centers in Bury, St. Edmunds, Leeds, Cardiff, and Gloucester, states the article. It also involved the Association of Chief of Police Officers, the Environment Agency, Downing Street, the Ministry of Defense, and other government departments. The drill revolved around a scenario where bird flu was discovered in two places in England and one in Wales. Why is this important to note? Stage-managed manufactured crises are always paralleled by drills of the same nature. This provides culpable deniability if any government agency is caught with their hands in the cookie jar. They can also say it was just part of the drills if another compartment catches them. Obviously, other organizations like RSPCA and farming groups have no knowledge of what the drills in reality intend to achieve, and it is a stage. It is just a coincidence. And it goes on, however, if the crisis were to escalate, causing Blair's government to start restricting the movement of people, then more serious questions would need to be asked. If in the next three cases of bird flu pop up in Norfolk, South Wales, or North England, the same places as the drill, then this would turn into a smoking gun. A consultancy agency with government and police connections was running an exercise for an unnamed company, and it turned out to be London Underground, around the London Underground, being bombed at the exact same times and locations as happened in real life on the morning of July 7th for the bombings. The statistical probability of these two events coinciding was astronomical. Yeah, you can't even pronounce the number. At least I can't. The exercises provided cover in case government involvement in the attacks was proven, although after this website first brought wide attention to the drills on July 13th, the culpable deniability vanished. War games running on the morning of 9/11 simulated planes crashing into high-visibility buildings on the U.S. East Coast in New York and D.C. These drills were enough to confuse air traffic controllers about the real-world nature of the actual hijacked planes, thereby slowing response times and enabling them to find their targets. In addition, the exercises also provided culpability deniability. Though a bird flu outbreak is in a different league to terrorist bombings, the outcome will eventually be very similar in terms of emergency police measures rushed through in a response to the situation. The government then stages as our savior, and we learn how to love them. For those who doubt the veracity of a British government plot to once again eviscerate the livelihoods of farmers, the biggest power bloc opposing Blair in an act of agroterrorism, just consider the fact that a vial of foot-and-mouth virus, weaponized, was supposedly stolen from Portendown bioweapons facility before the 2001 outbreak took place. The Sunday Express reported that it was released deliberately and could have possibly been the source of the outbreak 2 months later. And we continue. The foot-and-mouth disease spread like wildfire throughout the country, as many accuse the government of not doing nearly enough to contain it. And the spring of 2001 in England was characterized as apocalyptic images of burning pyres, pictured above, dotted all over the countryside as over 4 million animals were slaughtered. That was 4 million cows, 8 million sheep, actually, according to my brain. That may be an old number, I'm not sure. Coupled with reports of government making inquiries to timber merchants and sign makers before closing public footpaths. It is inconceivable that an animal rights activist, as we are led to believe, could have penetrated a level 4 bioweapons facility that also houses weaponized anthrax and Ebola and is protected by armed guards of the Ministry of Defense Police and Military Provost Guard Service. The individual who stole the vial must have had full security clearance to enter the facility. Why would an animal rights activist release a virus that would kill 4 million animals? Patricia Doyle, Ph.D., also reported that foot-and-mouth exercises were being run by the British government immediately before the outbreak was made public. That was actually in Sky Television News. All right, continue with a little bit more on this swan, these two swans, and we'll get into Cheney, Libby, turning, rolling over, spilling the beans, talking like a parrot, singing like a canary, and saying, yeah, they told me, go ahead and do it. We already knew that, but now we got the smoking gun. Stay with us.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the mother of all secret societies, the Illuminati, worships Lucifer, better known as Satan the Devil? Did you know that they are the individuals giving rise to the final world social system described in Revelation chapter 13? Did you know they were the founders of international communism to be the seen enemy of Christianity, to be used to destroy America so that we could be merged into an all-powerful one-world government? We would like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
The globalists have taken the island nation of Singapore, one of the most industrialized and wealthy now on the planet per capita, and made it their model system, their futuristic city, their futuristic country. And there are cameras in all public bathrooms. If you're seen accidentally even dropping a piece of garbage on the street, you can get up to 5 years in prison. If you get in a fist fight, you can be given the death penalty. It is totally and completely controlled. It is a nightmare. And now they are not allowing, ahead of governmental activities in the country, people to post on the internet or even criticize the government. So now it's going to have more of a police state edge than China, and our government just absolutely loves Singapore. That's the type of articles I have. I literally, it's got to be 75 articles here, and I've probably covered 15 or so already, but I could talk for hours just about Singapore. This is the model. Wherever they get control, look at who they give awards to. Singapore, China, all of these horrible places. This is what we're facing. As for the bird flu, you know, we knew it would show up in Europe, and it did. We knew it would show up in the UK, it did. And I think in the next 6 months or so, maybe even sooner, we'll probably, 80%+ chance, see it here, because the birds that migrate into this area are now arriving from Asia and from Europe. A lot of them fly over the North Pole. A lot of them have other migratory routes. I've heard experts interviewed on this very network, and I've read a lot of the different, ornithologists who research their migratory bird patterns, break down where they're coming. And they're coming to every major state in the Union. They're coming to Illinois. They're coming to Texas. They're coming to Kansas. The middle of the country is where a lot of these birds roost and lay their eggs and go about that business and then take care of their young, and then they grow up and fly back off to Asia with them, or in some cases down to Latin America, depending on, I don't want to get off into the whole migratory patterns of birds. I'm not really an expert on it. I just know what the experts have said. So we're in for a heavy dose of it. And it has killed, 105 people? And then every time you go back and check in Egypt or Afghanistan or wherever people died, or Asia, they say, oh, they didn't really die of it. They died of the flu. You know, 30-plus thousand Americans die every year, supposedly, from the run-of-the-mill flu, the new flu virus of the year, whatever the most deadly is, or several variants of it. But 105 in the last 2 years with this H1N5 or whatever they want to call it, virus popping up. Yes, it's H5N1, excuse me. And remember SARS, it's going to kill millions, and they had to quarantine people in Dallas and Toronto, and that was 3 years ago, and it's all over. And that was all happening while they were trying to pass the state level, the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act, to federalize all the states, to set up the sports stadiums for forced roundups and forced injections. There were articles in the Detroit Free Press where Army captains were saying, quote, if a grandmother refuses quarantine, she will be shot. Remember that? I even put it in Road to Tyranny. This is the type of stuff. And then they ordered 14 million first responders, firefighters, police, nurses, doctors, state workers, federal workers, to take it, postal workers. And they said no. In fact, they even added a few expletives to it in many cases. We had fire chiefs on, police chiefs on from big towns saying, Alex, I totally agree, we're not doing it. And then all these doctors and scientists and epidemiologists went public and said there is no reason to take the smallpox shot. They wanted the first responders to do it to then force us to do it. Well, we had to do it. You better. But 99%+, according to the LA Times, after 2 years, refused, so they suspended the program. Then they used SARS to hype it, and then now it's the bird flu, and then on and on and on. And we look at who launched the anthrax attack, super weaponized anthrax from Fort Detrick, Maryland. It takes $100 million-plus dollars worth of equipment to miniaturize it and then to paint. They have a machine, a system, that coats and puts little wings, like pollen. They imitate pollen. Most pollen grains have these little spines and sails on them. That's why pollen is so bad and stays airborne. It's designed to float. Well, they basically, anthrax is already a little spore. It's already pollen, basically. It's a plant-based bacteria, according to what I've read. And more, you know, there's the plant-style bacteria. I'm not a biology expert, but then there's the animal style, but it's more plant-style. But that doesn't matter. They then basically have a system so amazingly high-tech that they are able, and only the U.S. and Britain, by the way, have this technology. This is admitted. And they now know it's the strain from Fort Detrick. They know it came from there, the premier bioweapons laboratory. The even more evil ones are actually at Area 51 and other areas, but we won't get into that. We know about Fort Detrick. And so they put these little wings, basically, these little spines on it. And then they claimed, oh, somebody could have made this with a few thousand dollars in a bathtub or a bucket, and what do you think? These people did it, and some kook group did it. And then it came out that Bush and his cabinet, this was mainstream news, all went on Cipro September 10th. By all, most of his cabinet, most of his top staff. They knew, because they launched the attack. Then Bush's enemies, people that wrote bad articles about his daughters, they get a mailing. Daschle gets a mailing. All these, and they use it to help shut down the Capitol, most of the office buildings, and have an atmosphere of hysteria, and then get the Patriot Act passed. So just remember who's been behind this in the past. And remember that the globalists say they want to have biological releases to, quote, cull the population. CIA documents, Australian government documents, British government documents, World Health Organization documents, university documents. Bill Joy goes to an elite symposium and they talk about exterminating most of the population. He writes a cover story for Wired Magazine warning us. I mean, this is out there. It isn't just Panika or Pianka, excuse me, at UT. I mean, this is the norm, okay, with these individuals. And we know they killed Dr. David Kelly, who had been the head of Porton Down Bioweapons Lab in 2001 when this weaponized vial of weaponized... my whole stack of stories just fell off the desk. That's great. I'll have to go get those. like a big house of cards falling off. It splattered everywhere. Articles boinging in all directions. But I'm sorry. Back to what I was saying about foot and mouth. You know, it's exhausting to do this show, to constantly call up all the data and cover it. But that's why sometimes I just shrug from just even getting into the news and just take your calls. I kind of like a boxer leaning on the ropes or leaning on the other fighter. And I'll do that in just a minute and take your calls. But continuing, this is important. Dr. David Kelly was the head of it. And understand, this weaponized foot and mouth gets released. Whistleblowers go public from Portland down and go, it came from here, it came from here. By the way, some then died in car wrecks. One was beaten to death. There were some deaths with some whistle. Remember that? Just a little footnote. Oh, some scientists are dying at Portland down. Later, Kelly was killed. Witnesses said they saw special forces type in black uniforms, police did, run away from his body 2 years ago. Remember that? After he'd said, if I don't shut up, you're going to find me dead in the woods, I've been told. He told an American and British colleague that. Mainstream news. He says they're going to kill me, and then they're seen standing over his body, and the police get there. There's no blood. His wrists are slit, and the two pills in his stomach haven't even broken open, aren't even partially digested, but they claim he died from sleeping pills and from bleeding to death, but he'd been taken to the scene dead. Oh, side issue, sorry. But that's just one of the three dead that we know of there. And, of course, Portland Down's the same place where they'd have young officers go into a chamber and nerve gas him and kill him. Very nice folks, but I digress. The government wouldn't hurt us. We can trust them. They care about our lives, yes. Well, they're not radiating us or poisoning us or killing us. They're own people. And so they just said, okay, yes, it did get released from here. We think it was an animal rights activist, but there was no investigation. No one was ever caught. Someone snuck you into a facility. You can just type in Portland Down and Google Images and click on it, and you'll see it. It's a big building, three levels of it underground, two levels above ground, bunch of buildings with two rows of fences around it with a minefield in between it. It's similar to what two facilities. I remember when I was a kid going to the Air Force Base for an air show, and my dad's like, look, son, you know, one of our family members works there. That's how I knew about it back in the day. He goes, that's where they keep the hydrogen weapons, and there are all the B-1 bombers sitting out there and other bombers and fighter bombers. And there it is with three rows of fences and gravel. But it's really, he goes, that's a minefield. And two rows of minefields and machine gun nest. It's the same thing at Portland Down with the level 4 bioweapons lab. And supposedly an animal rights activist scaled the electric fences in the minefields. And then he got past the machine gun nest. And then he got through the biometric scanners. And then he got through the next level of containment. And then he got down into the bottom level where they have the weaponized zoological viruses. And then he or she got back out. And then they went through back through there. I mean, just come on. And then the head of their, it was a predecessor to Michael Meacher, the head of their environmental organization, the head of the environmental board of England. I actually got the name of it here in the article. Let me just find it. Department for Environment, Food and Rural Affairs. There you go. Said, oh, we're not going to let the farmers restock their cows and sheep. And we killed 8 million sheep and 4 million cows, and, of course, most of them weren't even in contaminated areas, and they were just big, giant piles of everybody's dead animals, and that's basically what happened. And it was a dress rehearsal for future bioattacks to train everyone how to live under a police state, and they passed police state legislation correspondingly. Okay, let me briefly get into Cheney, then we'll take your calls. It's just that now what are we going to see in England? Will this start rampaging across the country? Will they use just the fact that they're having mass cull chickens and geese and ducks? Will it be a big excuse now to just to have Blair grandstanding as a savior and, oh, we're so great we had him here to contain it? And then that'll be a beta test to work out any bugs when they do it here in the United States. Are we going to see it? I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine. But we know who's behind it, and we know this thing's been hyped up, and we know it's a fraud, and it's very, very serious. Papers. Cheney aide says Bush okayed leak. Associated Press. Vice President Dick Cheney, former top aide, told prosecutors that President Bush authorized a leak of secretive intelligence information about Iraq, according to court papers filed by prosecutors in the CIA leak case. So it's admitted that they were ordering leaks that caused all sorts of problems, and it's now coming out, of course, they authorized the leaks of CIA assets and other things. And we already knew this, and now Bush says he's allowed to leak classified info. And he's allowed to, he said, if you don't pass the Patriot Act, I'll still enforce it, though they did expand it and reauthorize it. He says, I'm allowed to order the torture of people, but then I'm still against torture. He says, I'll spy on you without warrants if I want to. The filing by Special Counsel Patrick Fitzgerald also described Cheney's involvement in the Lewis-Libby communications with the press and leaks. And it goes on, before the indictment, Libby testified to the grand jury investigating the CIA leak that Cheney told him to pass on pre-war intelligence on Iraq, and that it was Bush who authorized the disclosure. The court papers said, according to the documents, the authorization led to July 8, 2003, conversations between Libby and New York Times reporter Judith Miller. In the meeting, Libby made reference to the fact that William's wife worked for the CIA. So there you have it. According to Fitzgerald's court filing, Cheney, in conversation with Libby, raised the question of whether CIA-sponsored trip by Wilson was legitimate or whether it was, in effect, a junket set up by Mr. Wilson's wife. The disclosure in documents filed Wednesday means that the president and the vice president put Libby in play as a secret provider of information to reporters about pre-war intelligence on Iraq. Presidential spokesman Scott McClellan said Tuesday the White House would have no comment on the ongoing investigation. At a congressional hearing, Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez said that the president and his inherent authority to decide who should have classified information. There you go. He's God. He's above the law. Let's go ahead and talk to Roger in Colorado. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, three brief points. The first one, I want to remind your callers to write letters to the editor and call in those other talking head radio stations and mention InfoWars.
Yes.
The second thing is I'm running for sheriff in Park County this year, and the incumbent sheriff I'm running against, I've already given two of your tapes, and we've been, well, I've given dozens of the police around here your tapes.
Good.
And so this year, the debate here in Park County will be publicly about the police state. Unlike Michael Bednarik, who I respect very much, and other candidates, I've actually been promoting the police state, new world order thing for about...
Yeah, you know, I criticized Bednarik on air that he's all coiffed now, he's all sharp and all slick and has a staid look in his eyes and is really putting on kind of a suit to act like a politician and trying to act mainstream. And, you know, the consultants tell you that, but the consultants are just regurgitating what other consultants say. You actually don't get things done being friendly and not hitting hard issues.
Well, you know, absolutely, Alex. And, you know, I will send you my background information and a press release, and I would be honored to be a guest. I've been actually doing this stuff obsessed like you for decades, and I think you'll be quite impressed. I've been putting the word out about InfoWars, and, you know, I've just been obsessed like yourself. However, I wanted to make one more point, is that in the Rocky Mountain News out of Denver on Wednesday, the April 5th, there was a story about a 16-year-old boy who was convicted of possession of a firearm by a minor. And right there in the very story, it says that even though revised statutes, under the Colorado revised statutes, that this is legal, that the judge determined in a post-Columbine atmosphere that he would convict him anyway.
That's ultra-massive, and I've seen similar things in Colorado with Rick Stanley's case. Do me a favor.
Yes.
Email that to Ryan at InfoWars.com and Kevin at InfoWars.com, and we'll be sure to post that.
Well, you know, I'm going to do that for you, Alex. And like I say, I'm going to send you my background stuff. Until I learned about you 4 years ago or so, I didn't know there was anyone as obsessed with fighting the New World Order as myself.
And let me ask you a question. Let me dive ahead. Because we're short on time. When was that in the Rocky Mountain News?
On Wednesday, April 5th.
What was the headline?
I don't have it in front of me, Alex. I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you for the call. Listen, I appreciate it. I want to comment on what you said, though. It's very important. We have cases, they changed the law because the people demanded it and elected real Republicans, not these Bushonian Republicans. And by the way, Bush has been targeting even Republicans at state level and Tom Concreto at the national level out of Colorado because they don't like a real conservative revolution. His job is to neutralize Republicans. They go in and they go, yes, no law has been violated. You're actually allowed to have a gun on you. Driving around your car or whatever, you're allowed to have a gun at your house, whatever. And they're actually convicting people, and I've seen mainstream news articles where they report it dryly, like they're talking about the price of tea in China or something, and they just say, yeah, there's no law, but the judge has convicted him. And you go, what do you mean there's no law, but the judge has convicted him? It's like Bush saying, you don't reauthorize the Patriot Act, I will enforce it when there's no law. And I see this more and more now, where it isn't even just judicial judges engaging in legislation, in rulemaking, lawmaking from the bench, which is illegal and unconstitutional and uncivil, a civil violation. It's just insane. And it's the exercise of power. It's just raw bullying. It's called despotism. And despots bring you tyranny. They bring you enslavement. And all the time I see reports where, well, here's an example. Judge Walter E. Smith, in 1994 in San Antonio, federal judge, when the Branch Davidians were found not guilty by a jury of their peers, not guilty, all of them, the judge said, I sentence you to 47 years in prison apiece, some of them still in prison, because I say you used weapons in the commission of murder, in the commission of crime, but they were found not guilty of murder. And then the Supreme Court, 3 years later, said release them, and they've never been released. I mean, do you understand that? And boy, do they torture them every day.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother, Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Caller said, I haven't found the article he mentions yet, but I believe him. I see him every few days. Remember about 3 years ago, the now late Chief Justice Rehnquist had a big dinner and meeting. It was a two-day meeting, but he was the keynote speaker at a meeting of that was thousands of judges and top prosecutors and lawyers. It was in the Washington Post and many other publications, and he just said, listen, we don't follow... I ought to find those quotes. We don't follow the Constitution anymore. We're in a post 9/11 environment. We're in a post-Columbine environment. We're in a post-Seattle environment. We got free speech zones. We don't have any rights anymore. We're going to put you in. It's always a post, post, post to keep you safe. Of course, of course. A tyranny is upon us. And so when the judges start going, well, he didn't violate a law, but I'm going to put him in prison because I say I'm going to keep you safe. Dr. Charles T. Sell has been in prison, what, over 8 years now. I've had his lawyers on. It's been in the New York Times. And they report him like it's good. He was a Waco, he was assigned in the U.S. Army at Waco from Fort Hood. He was an Army dentist. He was there to identify remains. And he was there on site 3 days before they torched it. He was there when they torched it. And he started going public a few years after Waco, another example of lawlessness, and saying, you know, clearly they had been executed, they had been shot, they had been murdered. And they put the FBI on him to, quote, be his friends. And the FBI agent undercover invited him out to a shooting range and kept talking about how he needed to target Bill Clinton. And the guy, he got him one time. Got Dr. Charles T. Sell one time to shoot his mouth off at the shooting range and go, yeah, it would be nice if somebody did something to the president, which, again, we're totally against, folks. They're just puppets, and we don't want anything bad to happen to him. We're just reporting on this news story. They even tried to twist that around. And they grabbed him, and they never charged him. The judge, the federal judge, said he was mentally ill because he was saying that he was set up, and that's mental illness. Government doesn't do wrong. And he has been forced drugged in solitary confinement. It was like Shawshank Redemption or something for over 8 years. Let me see. They grabbed him in 1997. Ooh, yeah, it's nine. And he has been in there ever since. And they say he was a very intelligent, well-spoken person. I've had his family on, too. He is basically a drooling vegetable. He doesn't even hardly talk. He has trouble walking, and they, every few months, let his family see him and have a meeting with him. They wheel him out, and he just is literally in a wheelchair, just drooling. Man, I just hope when they grab me, if they do, they just kill me. I mean, I really do. I don't want to be in solitary confinement for decades, drugged. I don't know how these guards follow orders. It was like when helicopters landed and FBI agents got out in Dallas at the federal prison, walked in, and 1 hour later, McDougal was dead. Remember McDougal started talking trash about Clinton, saying he was going to go public about corruption? Told the reporter that. They took him, put him in solitary confinement, and they murdered him. There's no doubt about it. They left the cell. 1 hour later, they went in. He was dead. That's who we're fighting. But you know what? My family's worth it. Your family's worth it. The little ones are worth it. Warriors are supposed to do this. That's why they torture and kill, because they know dying doesn't scare a lot of us. But they, I mean, it does concern me. I don't. But you know what? I've got, if that's what's got to happen, it's got to happen. Because they're going to do it to all of us regardless. It's better to fight these people. And to watch them murder and kill and torture with impunity is scary. But you got to get past your fear. You got to go through it. You got to work with it. You got to deal with it. And I know God's on our side, and I just am in God's hands. These are some real scum. Real scum. Poor Dr. Charles T. Sell. He's basically a vegetable right now. Great American. They're torturing him bad right now. Torturing him something fierce. Soviet model. Drugging. Solitary. All right, we'll be back. We'll start the second hour. Don't forget about the special deal we got running 5 months free at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.